The Metropolitan Transportation Authority Board on Wednesday approved to implement congestion pricing, which will charge drivers $15 to enter Manhattan south of 60th Street. Although there are several lawsuits that are trying to block the toll, the 11-1 vote paved the way for drivers to pay $15 during the day and $3.75 at night starting in June, according to a news release. Today's vote is one of the most significant the board has ever undertaken, and the MTA is ready, said MTA Chair and CEO Jana Lieber. In advance of day one of tolling, we've increased service on 12 subway lines, advanced redesigns of the entire NYC bus network, and implemented the largest service increase in LIRR history. The MTA has already installed many cameras in the congestion pricing zone, according to news reports. Trucks and some buses will be charged a toll of $24 or $36 during the day to enter the congestion relief zone in Manhattan below 60th Street, depending on their size and function, and $6 or $9 at night. The toll for motorcycles will be $7.50 during the day and $1.75 at night. Yellow taxi, green cab and black car passengers will pay a $1.25 toll for every trip to, from, within or through the zone. Customers of app-based for hire vehicles will pay $2.50. Qualifying authorized emergency vehicles and qualifying vehicles carrying people with disabilities will be exempt, as will school buses contracted with the City Department of Education, buses providing scheduled commuter services open to the public, commuter vans licensed with the NYC Taxi and Limousine Commission, and specialized government vehicles. A 50% discount will be available for low-income vehicle owners and a tax credit is available for low-income residents of the Central Business District, the news release said.